bada,
we are a da ba da ba ba
da ba da ba da
da ba da da da
da ba da
da da da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da
da
da
da
da
da
da da da da da
da da
da
da
da da
da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How are we doing today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good start. I'm
Dan.
For
a long time away. That's all you get, listeners.
Dandy.
We're fine.
Dandy.
Fine.
Yeah. I am great. I have been excited about this. All three of the times we've
rescheduled. We have tried
it.
And tried and tried, yes. Right? We've had a couple of conflicts come along. Welcome back to the Choir Corner.
Hey, listeners.
Season 3, episode 13.
That's crazy.
Correct.
13, yeah. I went and looked. I went and looked it up just to be sure. We are feeling a little rusty today,
yeah.
As we're getting back in the
groove.
It's
been raining a lot, so.
That's right.
Our iron has been oxygenized.
That's what I was going to say.
Oxygenized or oxidized?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Listeners, if you know, send a comment to elliot.lockwood@fpsmail.org.
Two L's.
Two T's.
Two T's.
Thank you. Both like Brett and Scott. That's right.
Brett.
Yes. Two L's and two T's. It is April 2nd.
A quarter of the way through the 21st century.
At 12:24 p.m.
Yeah, 12:24 p.m. And we are in the corner of the choir room and back together after a month away.
More than a
feels
month.
Like a long time. Yeah, a little mm-hmm. over a month, right? Just feels like a long time. We had a couple of podcast dates scheduled and then had some conflicts get in the way, things that knocked us off of our mark. We had some cold days in the midst of that. And
a blizzard.
And spring break.
I've done two musicals.
Yeah. We lost power thing. During this time. So we're glad to be back together here on the 2nd of April. So it's good to see everybody again today.
Good to see yeah. you too.
April, the month where almost everybody I know except for us
yes.
has birthdays.
Yeah, April is not a month where I know a lot of people with birthdays, but you do
yeah.
know a lot of
JJ's
people.
JJ's birthday is Friday.
Yep.
Anna's birthday is my sister is next week's Wednesday. So it's
my
full.
My mom's is on Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Like
Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday?
Yeah.
Every
and
Tuesday.
And then my parents' anniversary
birthday on
was
Tuesdays.
Yesterday. So,
ah.
yeah. Every Tuesday.
yeah. Celebrate on Tuesdays.
Just a thing we do. Listeners, well, if you have a birthday in April, let us know at Elliot.
Let us know in the comments. Yeah.
Or if you have
give
a birthday,
you a shout
just
out.
Let us know. If you have a birthday on Tuesdays.
Hey, I think I have
if you
one.
Want a cameo of us saying happy birthday to you, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, that thing.
Send those in the comments.
Well, we should move on to business in...
the socials.
McKenna Meyer.
That's
yes,
McKenna.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Number 19.
Absolute men.
Absolute men.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, God. It's like taking over my brain.
Hey, listeners, yeah. remember that? Did you come to the musical?
Did you come to the musical? Well, you should go ahead and follow us on all of these socials, where you can find us on Facebook, X, TikTok, as well as Instagram. So if you like the podcast and want to keep up to date with all of the choir experiences and events, follow us on the socials.
Did you say the podcast?
What's
I did.
Speaking of, unless you're not listening to this on your own phone, the podcast is under the Choir Corner. It features us four. It's pretty great. You can find it anywhere you can find podcasts.
I'm so glad that you guys remember how to find the podcast and where to find social media. Do we have somebody in the eight ball today?
We do. We have the inimitable Michael Nichols.
So exciting.
Oh my gosh.
It's finally his turn.
Our most beloved.
To be enslaved.
Why did we drop listen. Him into April?
To the system. So, Michael, are you there?
Coffee first, answers later.
Coffee okay. first, answers later.
Does he
later.
Like coffee?
Michael, or, do you like coffee?
Or likes it.
Yes.
Do you like iced coffee?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
He just
are
didn't
you
want
happy
to, give
to
answers.
Be here?
Yes.
Oh, well, we're happy
he's
to
positive.
Have you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's our number one fan this year.
Yes.
Usually the number one fans, if history is any indication, start listening to the podcast. They're big fans. And then they stop listening once they get on the podcast.
Yes.
So I don't know whether we want to think about Michael for next year at all, because then he'll just drop off.
We'll just lose our number
people,
one fan.
They'll just stop.
I think it's probably more of a cause and effect. They want to be on the podcast, so they start listening to thinking that that's the way to earn their way in.
Mm. Then after they've done that, then they don't have to fake it anymore.
Yeah.
They really just want to do it. They don't want to listen to it and stuff.
I doubt Michael's a faker, though.
Michael, are you a faker?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
No. Yeah.
He did tell me over the summer. I ran into him over the summer, and he told me he'd started listening to the podcast. And he was so thankful that he had this thing to listen to that we were providing.
Aww.
For him. So that was fun.
Well,
content.
We're so thankful for you. We couldn't do it without you.
Love you, Michael.
Our listeners.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
That's true. Well, we could do it without listeners. I would do it without listeners. I don't care. Just screaming into the void. It's fine. Whatever.
I prefer to have some listeners. I think that's probably good.
Well, thanks, Michael. Are you psyched for this?
Not with that tone of your voice.
Oh.
There it is. Well, we should move on.
Sassy.
Would you prefer, are you excited?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, we should figure out whether...
You've got mail.
And indeed we do.
Rachel Wagaman. Figure out whether or not we have some comments.
Whether you got mail.
Okay. I set that up by going whether.
Yeah.
That was fair.
Well, it's awkward to set up.
I like it.
Yeah. I was like, whether it's... is it raining outside?
I have some.
Ooh,
for sure.
I have one also.
I have two.
Do you have the one you sent me?
Holy cow.
From Scott Millard.
So many.
Yes.
Yes.
We should start with that.
Yeah.
Who is Scott Millard?
Scott Millard is one of my favorite colleagues. Scott Millard is a PE teacher and coach here at Fremont High. He and I have worked together a long time. He and I served on a jury one time together.
Oh, Scott Millard and I.
Yes, when we were responsible for jury duty.
Did you agree on the verdict?
We did. And I believe, if I remember correctly, that Scott was the foreman of the jury. I think he got elected to be the speaker. You'll have to ask him about that.
Okay.
We were on a jury for a medical malpractice suit. A woman had carpal tunnel surgery, and there was something that went wrong during the surgery, and she was suing the surgeon for damages or whatever.
So you didn't put anyone to death?
We did not. Okay. We did not.
And we found
in favor of the woman. The surgeon got up on the stand and said, I'm certain that this is what happened in the surgery. This is the way this kind of goes down or whatever, and... So she wanted some exorbitant amount of money. We didn't give her that amount of money, but it was a medical malpractice for carpal tunnel surgery. And we learned a lot about carpal tunnel surgery.
Wow, yeah.
She lose a lot of dexterity.
It was like numbness and tingling and cold in her hand. All these nerves run through your wrist here under this sheath that is the carpal tunnel. So in that surgery, they cut that sheath to release some of the tension. So there's room for whatever needs to happen here.
She could go become the Wizard Supreme.
So she got nicked. One of those nerves got nicked
from Doctor
in the surgery.
Who?
Scott Millard and I.
Doctor Strange. That's what it is. Yes.
It's been a while, but it was fun. And he stopped me in the hallway a couple weeks ago and said he wanted to put a question in, but didn't know how to do that on Spotify. So I told him to email me. So he did.
Yeah.
So he says, Mr. Scott Millard, occasional listener of the Choir Corner, would like to pose a question.
Okay.
Oh my.
I love these setups. They're good.
What, in the opinion of the podcast crew, would make the perfect songs or genres for the weight room and strength and conditioning class?
Oh, that's a good question,
how about
Dad.
For other PE classes such as team games or lifetime activities or strength and conditioning game day? Thanks for taking my question. Go Tigers. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Dad.
Macho Man. This is for sure. And only just Macho Man.
So there's our question from Scott Millard, fellow Cowboys fan and all around great guy.
The Cowgirls? Scott,
I don't know what you're talking about. And if you say that again,
we'll
have three people on the podcast.
We will have
So that's a great question, Scott. I think there are a number of things that you like avenues you can go. For this, I think the big thing is that in those classes, it seems to me that the students who are there are likely there because they're interested in strength and conditioning, right? Lifting weights and that sort of thing, especially those classes that are more elective sort of things. So probably music that would motivate them, things that they would like. So maybe you could do a Google poll or something like that and let them suggest some music that they might like on a playlist, right? So they can kind of bring their own thing to the to the table, right? There are always, you know, jams and things that you can, you know, the final countdown Spotify. And stuff like that, you know. But I'm sure there are playlists, like weightlifting playlists you can find on Spotify or something like that. I'm sure there are pre-existing things that are there too, but I'm also partial to 90s summer hits. So if you're a 90s summer hits person, I'm a big fan of that stuff. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest songs. Yeah. That was
go
like
for it.
Very...
Do it.
Yeah. Me and my friends used to love Running to Beat It by Michael Jackson every single time.
Great tune.
That and Eye of the Tiger, because it's actually lives in my head rent-free because of Rocky. Thank you, Rocky.
That's funny.
Great tune.
Well, I presume that I will be helping him make said playlist soon, because he doesn't know technology that well.
Does the tempo matter like it does in running, you think?
I would think in this case it wouldn't really be about tempo, because they're just going from station to station, and it's not like it's a timed situation, so it wouldn't have to be that. Sometimes, I don't think.
Am I right? I mean, I don't like running, so do runners care that it can't be slow, it can't be like ridiculously fast?
Yeah. Probably preference. I mean, I'd say preference from person to person.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yes. Some people run to the beat.
Yeah.
I was just saying, like, there's this girl who, like, does songs from, like, musicals, and then she puts the BPM next to them, and she's like, you can walk at this pace
That as well. Yeah. Yes.
I've wanted to, so that I could be better with tempos, like pulling tempos out. I've wanted to find songs that are, like, every 10 BPM from like 60 to like 140 or something, so that I have like, because I know what march tempo is and I know what 110 is because of The Office, because of Staying Alive is 110.
Yeah.
And I know that 60 is half of march tempo. It's slower.
Is it?
110.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't ruin my world.
First
view.
I was afraid. I was petrified. That's a very funny bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing Staying Alive part. By Bee Gees.
That's it. That's what it is. But that's what the bit is in The Office. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that song. First I Was Afraid. And she's like, no, that's not actually it.
That's not it,
She starts going, Staying Alive.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
That part, yes.
That's very, very funny.
My personal, I definitely like the idea of the Google form, because I agree with that. Like, I think it depends person to person what you want to listen to, because like, I love country music. So even though you probably wouldn't typically think of that as like, you know, maybe workout music.
Right.
Like, I would really enjoy that. So really any song that I can like sing along to, I enjoy.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the Google form would be a really good idea, because that makes you more like motivated to want to do it if you like the music going on and whatnot. So yeah, I would say he does do Country Music Fridays. I don't know if you've ever, every Friday he plays country music for the country fans.
I see.
And so I do like that, because I'm a personal fan of that. But I also think pop is a good way to go, or like rap. But obviously rap, you got to be a little
very
cautious.
Careful.
So yeah, you know, the Christian rap is usually what he goes to, because it's clean.
Or not,
music.
Just go wild. Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
Go wild,
You put a lot of thought into this question. Yeah.
Well, he asked me in the hallway and then told me it was good. So I've been thinking about it for a few weeks.
Yeah. Also, it was weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've thought about this.
And then we're like, we're going to have the podcast.
Also, I really think a lot of Scott. So I want to give him lots of options.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, Scott.
I think Scott Millard is one of the coolest.
Thank you for being the coolest.
Yes.
Michael Nichols, do you like Scott Millard?
Yes.
Good that answer. Been
good
scary.
Answer. That could have been bad.
Yes. Been bad.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the question, Dad. Hopefully we answered it.
And thanks for listening.
To your liking.
To the Choir Corner.
I have other thoughts, too. If you want to talk, you can come
by. Leave a comment down
below.
You know
where my office is. Or leave a comment.
Or an email, because you don't know how to comment.
I have two comments. Do you guys have anything?
I have two, but you can go first.
Okay. We're going to rocket through these then.
Okay.
My first one requires a sub bumper.
Follow up.
Jack. Follow up.
Sub bumper sounds like something you have in your car.
Yeah.
That like helps out the subwoofer. It's like a sub bumper. It does something to.
I was thinking it would be you've got the bumper on the front and back of the car.
Both something below,
bumper.
Yeah, a bumper
just
below the bumper.
Got below it. The, yeah, that's got for it. Like, yeah, hitting the concrete slab on the.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, Caleb Moore is back and says, "Dear the Choir Corner podcast hosts, comma splice, I have assembled another question." He definitely got the joke and decided to continue doing this as he did before. As the next podcast will be after the musical, true. What is the thing about the production of Crazy for You that you guys are going to miss the most? I'm going to put that into the next category. So, Caleb, we're going to answer that when we talk about the musical debrief. But you asked a second thing, or said a second thing. Mr. Lockwood pondered if a hop, skip, and a jump is a real measurement. This is the thing we did.
Yes.
As far as I, a comma splice. As far as I can tell, there's nothing official. But if you were to add the average distances of a hop, a skip, and a jump, according to the all-knowing Google, it would be about 30.3 feet.
Wow.
The combined average total of a hop, skip, and a jump.
Really?
The average person's hop, skip, and jump together.
Total. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's
30 feet, which is 10 yards.
Really?
So the... Yeah. The distance of a hop, skip, and a jump is 10 yards.
Yeah. Or
why not?
16 marching steps. No, more. 24 marching steps.
Okay.
Point 3 feet.
That is it seems
something
pretty...
like 2 to 5 or something?
8 to 5.
8 to 5.
It feels like
that
really...
That feels pretty real. I mean, if you like
so hop, that would
like,
be 16.
Hop. Yeah.
10
jump
yards.
As
like leapfrog hop.
Didn't we say it was... Oh, yeah, you're right.
30 feet. Yeah.
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 That thing. So math. Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you for really doing great. That math.
Yeah, that's extra stuff there. That's cool.
Yes, thank you for assembling your question.
So we now know that a jiffy yes. is 33 point something
speaking
picoseconds.
Of, and that we know comes that into
hop,
a comment.
Skip, and a jump is 10 yards.
Yes, I would love that's to. So I've used a hop, skip, and a jump like 3 times since we talked about it. Anyways, off topic. Michael Nichols, speak of the devil.
Hello.
He says 33.35 jiffies is 1,112.4137 in picoseconds.
Okay.
That's like about 1.12 seconds. And then in parentheses, he says
33 jiffies is like 1.12 seconds.
Yeah. More than a second. Amazing.
Got it.
I thought we were still going to be talking about an impossibly small period of time.
That's crazy.
And then in parentheses, he says, I have none of the clues about this math. I kind of jerry-rigged it so I could be wrong. Jerry-rigged is crazy. And then he says, what are your guys' favorite memories from musical? That's also for
musical question, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And then Adrian also has a comment. It says, yeah, Harmon Defo said January 13th. Anyway, what is y'all's favorite song from the musical? Also a musical question.
Wow, a lot of musical questions. That's exciting.
Yeah, I definitely.
I realized that my last one also is related to the musical as well. So perhaps.
This is not a surprise at all.
Yes. Do we have any more mail that is not musical? We can do these ones in the next section.
Yeah.
I do not.
Great.
Yeah,
we should do a... Or Anne.
Updates.
Or some.
Lindy.
The choir corner.
I couldn't catch it.
It was Lindy.
Yeah. The choir corner. We should do the updates.
The updates.
Yeah, I got it.
The choir corner.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it.
Michael, do you miss the musical?
Coffee first. Answers later.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll give him a couple.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Yeah. Okay, here is your coffee. Now do you miss the musical?
I guess... Oh.
What makes you think I have an answer?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Enough with you.
Can I hit it off? I think my first question is a good place to start.
Yep.
Here. From Lauren Meyergard. It says, as I sit at home after the final Sunday performance of the musical, so cast your mind back to March 9th.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay,
wow.
About a month ago. I appreciate the effort, hard work, and determination that so many students put towards a successful event. Even now, they're dismantling the set right now. Right now, they're dismantling the set after their show and surely remembering fondly the work that made it such a great event. If all students put forward this kind of effort towards their extracurriculars, their high school experiences would help to shape their futures in immensely positive ways. Congratulations on 4 great performances to the students, musicians, and the leadership team who directed and shaped the musical. The community of Fremont is very fortunate to have so many people that care deeply for this form of art and all the people that make it happen. For the good of the order, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. 3 of those. Lauren Meyergard and family.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so sweet.
I got so many parents to say huzzah. Can't tell you huzzah. I can't tell you how many people came up to me and went, huzzah!
You've got the influence. Right here, just being in the, the public ears, you know, not eyes.
Lauren, that's an incredibly thoughtful and really nice thing to say. I could not agree with the words that you said more.
Yeah, he's the man.
We just have the most incredible young people who just pour their hearts and their souls into the work that we do. And it's, quote, it's just the High School Musical, quote, just the High School Musical. It's not that. It's so much more to them and so much more to us. And the legacy stands for decades and decades and decades. And the memories, you know, are things that they'll take with them, and you know, we'll talk about years and years later. So I couldn't be more in agreement and super thankful for that comment. Thanks.
Which you do talk about for years and years. Like, you've talked about the last Crazy for You a lot in the 10 years I've been here also. Yeah. Like, it comes up.
I was at church Sunday, and a member of the cast was at the church. So her dad goes to church. She's there every once in a while. And so she and I got to talk, and she said, I didn't get a chance to get here to see the show, but I hope you guys had a good time. And I said, we had a really great time. And she said, I will never forget that experience. You know, this is, she was in the 2006 cast. So, you know, 19 years ago, you know, nearly 20 years here. So yeah, it's a legacy of excellence and excitement and fun. It's a labor of love. You know, we put a lot of time and a lot of effort in, of course. And as we said on the last podcast, it's the kind of thing that we do, and we spend all the time building and creating, and then we perform, and then we throw it away, you know, never to be existing again. So thanks for that, Lauren. I appreciate that, and I couldn't agree with you more.
I was going to steal one of the signs because I knew you guys were going to have the dumpster come by and take the stuff. So I took one of the signs, like, I'm going to steal one of these signs because we have a thing in Papillion, like an arts camp thing, a summer thing with kids. And I was like, they could use a sign, like just a big flat thing that's, you know, stuff. Uh-huh. We're always building stuff. However, it didn't fit in my trunk. Mm. Oh. So then I had to carry it back in, like this thing I was going to steal.
The walk of shame.
I had to bring it back. I was like, you know, jeez. Now I'm telling you. So there you go. It was good. I really, really enjoyed it.
The truth comes out.
That's right. Awkward. I had a blast. It was fun. Yeah. It was a hard, hard book. The hardest piano book I've played.
Yep.
But really, really fun. So it's good I'm doing it now. We're talking about getting better today.
Yeah.
Just the time passes. It's good we did it now and not when I first got here. Sure. I would have really struggled, I think. Michael, are you going to tire of cowboy hats anytime soon?
I could tell you, but I don't really feel like it.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey.
Honestly.
That answer would be no.
What a guy. What a guy.
Back to Caleb. He had asked about the podcast. What's just a thing generally about the production that you're going to miss? Still miss. Let's put it that way. Like now, April 2nd, 4 weeks afterwards, what's like, I haven't gotten over missing this.
There's a connection that you make when you're student director that like I've never had before like that. You know, I found love in like everyone. I just knew everyone. I like interacted with everyone in the cast. There was no one who I didn't talk to the entire show.
Because you have to be their interface.
Yeah. I've never had that like kind of experience before. Like all my theater, it's been like cast and crew are kind of separate, you know, like just like things like that. But the show, it's like being what I was. I met so many people. Like I really talked to so many people. I like saw so many people, like new lights. And it was so crazy because I've only ever like acted or been in crew. And when you're student directing, you like just see everything. You're like, wow, I've never, this is crazy.
A little more zoomed out view.
Yeah.
Right. What's interesting about that is that you don't have the same perspective that I have of that, which is watching that from afar, zoomed out, right? And
there's
the truth
so many
is,
layers of zooming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. The truth is that level of relationship that you were finding with people was there because you fostered that relationship. So that experience for you was because of who you are, because of the person and the leader that you were. So, I mean, you really were fantastic. The two of you as a team, for sure. You and Hannah were really, really great. And that experience for you was one that you fostered. Not every student director of a show has had the same experience, right? They didn't pour in the same way, or they weren't that same person. I think if you went person by person in the cast, they would say the same thing about you, that you fostered that relationship, and that's the reason why you had it, you know? So you can't see that because you're in the midst of it all, but we watched it happen that way from afar because of who you are. So it's great that you had that experience, but that was the experience that you fostered for yourself.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Megan, any thoughts?
Yes, I have two things, and one is very generic to every musical, so I'm going to start with that one.
That's so generic.
Just the feeling, like kind of what Alexis was talking about, where it's just like being together every single day, you know, from like January to, you know, closing night. It's just such a fun thing to like be with everyone and get to know people that you never would have really talked to, even though you're in choir. I mean, you could be a soprano and never talk to an alto because you just... you don't sit by each other.
Right.
And so you just don't get the chances to do that. And I just think that that's so cool to like build those friendships. And that's something that I definitely miss, is being with everyone every night and, you know, just doing it. And then the more like to this one specifically, just being definitely, I miss being a Follies girl. I miss like dancing with all the girls and honestly just being tested specific, obviously, because that was just such a role that I was really grateful for. Like I loved it so much, and so I'm definitely going to, I definitely still miss, I mean obviously I miss it still, but this just a, I don't know, it was such a sweet thing to just get to dance with all the girls, and like everyone put in so much work, and I don't know, we just had a lot of fun together, so definitely miss that.
You were great.
Oh, thank you.
It was really good.
Thanks.
You know, I think you said at the beginning something about how like you hadn't acted very much, and this was like, okay, now we're gonna like try something new. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, if there's anybody who like full on embraced, you know, getting out of their comfort zone and just fully committing, you know, it's you.
Thank you.
You really made it go.
Thank
like
you.
It was awesome. My ears are popping. I'm wincing. That's why. Ow.
So I'm on record from the very beginning saying this is my favorite show I've ever directed. On record from the top. Now having had the chance to do it again and to be 4 weeks removed and look at it again, my perspective on the show has not changed. It's still my favorite show I've ever directed.
Is this your favorite production of the
show?
And
this is one of my two favorite productions I've ever directed.
Thanks, Mr. Lockwood, for trying to squeeze that.
I'm going
to
throw Tom Leshak under the bus.
I'm not going to go after those
not
guys.
Bobby what, and Bella.
What I know is there was a Grace Fredrickson's mom was in the Crazy for You cast when we did it before. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me Thursday or Friday night or whatever. And she was like, it was really great. It still wasn't as good as ours, she said. And I sort of laughed. And so I started taking stock, you know, just sort of comparing line by line. There were some really great actors and some really great dancers and some really capable kids in that first show. There's absolutely no doubt. I could not, in good conscience, go back and try to compare. That's been 20 years. I don't have that kind of memory. What I do know, and what I said to Rachel in the hallway, is that there's zero chance I was as good then as I am now. That I just know so many more things now that I knew then. And that was my sixth show or fifth show or something I'd done here. So there's no chance I was as good for them as I was for you guys in terms of knowing what I need to know. So I think this is the better of the two shows because the stuff that got thrown into it from the outside looking in had to be better than it was the first time, just in terms of how people grow and that kind of thing. So I do not recall a situation like ours 20 years ago where the students had the responsibilities that you all had, you know. So I'm on record. This is the better of the two productions, I think.
Boom. There it is. He did it.
So and my 2006 folks, I love you all so much.
Take that, you guys.
So much. Those were my first freshmen I auditioned here. So that group of seniors that graduated then was the first group of freshmen that I auditioned to be in choirs.
Let me translate. So, you guys are bozos.
So you guys are wonderful.
Got them.
Elliot Lockwood is just trying to pick a fight.
Oh, born in your year.
They're
stole
adults.
Your
Elliot
show.
Lockwood. Yeah. Two L's.
Got it.
He's trying to pick a fight.
That's fine. They're
put a comment down below
they're,
if you want to fight.
2 years younger than I am. If they're still upset about it, they can, you know, it's not that important. So, that's nothing about my high school anybody could say that would make me mad.
It was it was a wonderful experience. 9 weeks that I would relive again in a heartbeat. Knowing all this stuff.
I loved it. Now I do like more shows in a year than I've ever done. So
sure.
I've come to think of this is home base, you know, and this is the one, like whatever show we do is usually the only one that I'm like the lead accompanist for and have to, it's certainly the only one that I'm here all day, all evening,
right,
from February something until the end of it. So this one's really special to me. And this one, Crazy for You, is really special to me also. So it's good. So I like doing all the other ones, but it's nice to have my home base one, because none of the other ones are ever like that. Those are usually like you're a hired gun. You come in, you go out, you do it, you know. So
right.
But you should come to Mean Girls at Millard North on May 1st. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's great.
Have a nice time, Michael.
Yes.
Excellent.
He did.
Got him.
He did have a nice time.
All right. Anything else apropos musical?
Oh, I actually had more questions. Shoot. Right. I forgot about those. Okay. We can speed run this. What is y'all's favorite song from the musical?
Hard. Stiff Upper Lip. Oh, why did I say stiff? Stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip.
I don't know. That was just a really fun one to all do together, as well as I Can't Be Bothered Now because I liked the tap. The tap in that one was fun.
Nice Work If You Can Get It. I love the girls' harmonies, and Jack is phenomenal. Singing and dancing for that long is crazy. Crazy guy. Crazy dude.
Yeah, Someone to Watch Over Me. I mean, that was my favorite from the beginning. It's my favorite Gershwin tune. So
that is a very close second.
Yeah, and
because it's a slow song, and there were so few of those.
Yeah, right.
I was like, yeah, slow song.
Yeah, You Can't Take That Away From Me is a close second.
That's kind of a medium. Yeah, yeah. I like that one too.
I love that.
You
one
kept
too.
Saying, "Can't take that away," and I was like, it was like haunting my head to say, "They can't take that away from me."
Yeah,
yeah, you're gonna have those little earworms.
That's right,
all the way into graduation.
You'll have those little earworms for the rest of your lives. You'll always remember these Gershwin tunes. Always remember.
In calculus, we always say crazy for you. We're like, this is crazy. Crazy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's bad. Yeah, whenever somebody like leaves, we did Anything Goes my senior year in high school and stuff. And it's always like whenever somebody goes, there's still a part of my brain, because for months afterwards, we would be like, bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
You know, you mean bon voyage.
I lots of times will say opening night. You know, there's that line that Davis had. Darn. Tyler Conrad was the student who had that line when we did the show in 06. And I remember him. They staged it a little differently. I wasn't staging the show then because I had a theater director helping out. They had like open like mirrors, and the mirror was like between them and the audience. So they were standing in front of an open space, but it looked like they were standing at a mirror kind of idea. And the face and the voice was just, I can hear Tyler still doing, opening night. Gol darn, this is fun. You know what I mean? This big deal. About it. And so every year, I think, opening night on opening night, gol darn, this is fun. And couldn't remember where it came from. Like, it's just in my head
until
we got, and then we read it and I went, oh yeah, this is the show. I couldn't wait for that moment. Yeah. Couldn't wait for it.
You have piles of shows and experiences.
That's right.
It's hard to keep them straight, probably.
Yeah, I have all these little, you know, those little earwormy things, those things that keep showing up.
Okay, any other musical comments?
One last one. What are your guys' favorite memories from the musical? Oh, no, Bell.
That we've done missed the most. This is favorite memory.
Yeah, from this musical. I got
that's
one.
So hard, literally every. I mean,
being Lank for like the one day I had to be Lank. Yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah, it's opening night. You know, I mean, to watch you all come to the moment that where every effort and every, you know, every tear and every, you know, no, do it again, and all the things that we go through. To have you have a chance to stand in front of an audience and do what you've been spending all that time on. There's, I mean, for me, opening night is always really, really special.
I think I like two things. The table read. So like at the very beginning, I just think that's fun. Just exploring like, oh, what's in it? Yeah. You know, I think that's cool because that's everything is completely fresh. It's totally new. You know, most people probably have not gone and watched the thing or figured out what's going on. I think that's cool. And the second thing is like the cold and the rain of promos. I thought that was good bonding.
Cold and
it
rain.
Was fun. Yeah.
I'll keep doing that. Taking the entire cast on promos.
That was great.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Have everybody there and we're just going to go do this. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I sort of forgot about Zach for a couple of schools because he's only just in one thing.
Yeah.
And then he comes up to me before the third school and he's like, you can have me do anything? I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, the day that you,
when you were gone,
I was at the funeral. Yeah.
My favorite thing then, I guess I don't know. I love everything about it, but I definitely really like opening night. Opening night's always cool because, right, it is like the first time you have like an audience that's not just our parents or whatever, you know, because they're always going to be like, it was great. Yeah. But like just having, yeah, all of the people and like you can, I don't know, you can see the people from the stage and just like see their smiles and everything. And that's just very rewarding because yeah, you put in all the work and
yeah.
to see that people are like gaining enjoyment.
I did find that odd because I hadn't really seen you guys since like Monday. Because it was a situation where I was going to be gone Wednesday, but was going to be there Tuesday. But then we didn't have the Tuesday, but I still had to be somewhere Wednesday. Uh-huh. So it turned into two kind of days. Well, we were there, sort of, but not with the full thing. And I was like, and then we came back, and when there was an audience, suddenly everything was really funny. All of a sudden, I was like, man, they are energized now. Yes, yeah. They're trying things. It's like, now you're trying things.
You know? Now, yeah.
Typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feedback. Listeners, our next fun game is...
True facts?
Emily Margard.
Megan, there are some things in the world that are true.
Yes, there are.
Tell us about them.
I will, Mr. Lockwood. Okay, I have a couple today since they're just short ones. Okay, the first one. Did you know that the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health? Hence why we raise a toast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not.
Oh, it's because it's toast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, raise a toast.
I did not.
Huh. Yes.
Huh. No, I didn't know that, but that's fascinating.
That's so cool.
What that implies is that they called some sort of bread that had been
hot.
Cooked or whatever toast.
Because it wasn't in a toaster.
That doesn't necessarily imply that they called cooked bread toast because we made it into raise a toast. You know, like they weren't saying like, I bet they weren't saying raise a toast.
Yeah, it was in.
Like it was just like they had cooked bread and they were like, and then we were like, they had cooked bread like toast.
Well, yeah. It was in Latin good point. Also.
Good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
I was going to say Roman. It's not a language. Latin.
In Roman. Right?
Mm-hmm. I speak Roman.
Well, for our next true fact, did you know that Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise? It travels around the sun once every 225 Earth days, but it rotates clockwise once every 243 days.
Huh.
It itself spins on its axis clockwise, but it goes around the sun in the same direction. I knew that because we're counterclockwise.
I did know that.
And I didn't know that because we're counterclockwise. I also knew that we are counterclockwise. Hence, the sun rises in the east. Because here's the sun. Then we're, we see the sun.
Oh.
Listeners, I did a graphic planet illustration with my hands.
Oh, we see the sun.
Yeah.
There it goes again. And we see the sun.
That's why Japan is the land of the rising sun, because it's the farthest place east in Asia before the Pacific Ocean that sees the sun first. Yeah. It's where the sun rises.
On the map.
Okay, carry on. Romans.
For our next true fact, the actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Ressie Taylor, who plays Minnie, and Wayne Allwyn. Oh, yeah.
You're wearing a Mickey shirt.
Who plays Mickey tied the knot in 1991. And
that's
I am
so
wearing
cute.
A Mickey Mouse shirt today from Disney.
I didn't know that.
I'm wearing a Little Mermaid shirt.
Wow.
I didn't.
We're just sponsored.
We didn't get the memo. That.
Nope.
Yes. Disney, TM.
I did not know that was a thing. Also, 1991 feels really late.
Late, yes, yeah. I know. I didn't know.
How
I guess,
old were they at that time?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up for next week.
Are they?
Or leave a comment.
So is
or
it,
leave a comment down below. Caleb or Michael.
Did she, so she proposed and he goes, oh boy. Yeah.
That's a good Mickey. Are we talking about the original voices of Mickey and Minnie? Because if that's the case,
they're dead.
Yeah, they were so old in 91.
Yes.
So probably some voices, people who did voice them, probably.
Yes. We're,
interesting.
We're
okay.
Married, yes.
It'd be crazy if it was the first voices.
Yeah, the original voices
like
of Mickey and Minnie.
They're getting big.
They're like, 1991, suckers, let's do this.
That's crazy.
For our next and final true fact of the day, of the afternoon. Did you know that you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from over 2 miles away? Blue whales weigh an average of between 130,000 and 150,000 kilograms, with their hearts weighing roughly 180 kilograms.
Pumping away.
Like, yes. You can hear it like from a boat. Like, you could just hear that.
Maybe that's, underwater.
I think you'd have to that, be that's underwater.
What I was saying. Like, do you have to be underwater?
It's just a...
What did you say the...
That's crazy.
What did you say the weights were?
Between 130,000 to 150,000 kilograms is how much they weigh.
Which is useless for
me. And then their heart, yes, their heart is 180 kilograms, which it is useless for us in the United States.
130,000 kilograms.
Yes.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Is 286,600 pounds.
Whoa.
Wowzers. You said 100. That's how much they weigh. And then how much is their heart if it's 180?
That's a... Over 100 tons? Am I right about that?
Mm.
Yeah, tons are 2,000 pounds, right?
Yes.
286,000 pounds.
Did you ask Google or did you math it?
No, I just asked Google.
Oh. It's heavy.
Yes.
You can hear it 2 miles away.
I'm right about that, right? 130,000 kilograms equals 286-something-thousand.
Heavy. Many tons. Half of that number.
That would be
of pounds,
200
tons. Yeah.
Or that's a lot 100 of cars.
Tons. Yeah, that's
like,
right.
That's like 200 cars.
Well, lots of pounds. Wow. Tons.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to put it in perspective here.
Listeners, yeah. Are you screaming at us? Big.
So the don't heart mess. Is 396. Do not mess with the blue whale.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I feel like whales would be friendly. Like a shark, nope, I'm not playing with that. But a whale.
Some
even though it
nice.
Could eat me with one bite.
You know I what I don't like trust?
Seem nice.
Yes, we know.
I wonder,
dolphins.
I wonder.
But sharks you can just punch in the nose.
I wonder if you were near a giant blue whale like that, if you would feel the same.
Yeah, I know. Probably.
Like if it would be intimidating to be.
Near one, yeah.
So, I mean, if you're near a blue whale, you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're in the water.
There's video of people on cruise ships and they see a blue whale go by. They're looking over the thing and stuff and they're like, we're on a cruise ship and those are massive and you're looking at it, you're like, that thing is massive
from a massive cruise ship.
I mean,
ship,
I
right.
can, it's huge, it's a big, it's not as big as the cruise ship, okay,
right,
but like it's massive.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, the whole this whole idea of like cruises and that's, I don't have a ton of like fears of things. You will not catch me anywhere near a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean. No chance.
Never.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero chance. You can't get away.
That's true.
Something bad happens, you're dead.
Yeah,
it's over.
True.
Yeah,
it's over.
But that hardly ever happens.
Except that's false.
Except in 2020.
Titanic. Except in Titanic, you can float on a door.
Yeah, exactly. Only if you're the woman.
Exactly.
They're one person.
Good thing.
You know what I don't get is Rose could have moved over.
I know.
She could have moved over.
It was huge.
Kate Winslet has talked about this, and she's like,
yes. Yeah. There probably was,
you know,
room.
Oh, well.
Well, he's already dead.
How do you feel, listeners? How do you feel about Intelligence?
The story doesn't
leave
go the
a
same.
Comment down below.
That was another one of those VHS tapes like Sound of Music we were talking about the other day. You may not have been here. That has an intermission or has a second tape.
Yeah.
Titanic
right. Yeah.
On VHS was like, insert second tape. It's like, what? There's an intermission?
Yep.
I know what happens. I have to wait even longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it twice in the theaters.
I did see it in the theaters also, yes. I also watched it in like fifth grade or sixth grade or whatever year it was.
We watched it
in class. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The teacher was going to fast forward past the part.
Yes.
But she did not. So,
oh, no.
So we're like, all right.
She fell asleep. Like, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We watched it in seventh grade.
Are those the end of our true facts?
That is the conclusion. Of the true facts for today.
Huzzah.
Gigantic.
Huzzah. Okay, our next fun game,
and
listeners.
Almost as awesome as dolphins.
Is.
Red cards, green cards.
Gabe
Kelfi.
Gabe.
Yeah. We have to go kind of fast.
Okay, I love speed running.
But we're still going to play.
Dolphin?
We're still going to play to three as my voice cracks.
Okay.
It's good. Harmon, I went first last time. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Pick a green card. I don't know how thoroughly I shuffled these, so maybe
we play this game.
You draw
for new
eight.
Listeners, Mr. Lockwood.
Oh yes, you draw eight. Listeners, we're gonna play red cards, green cards. We've got some cards with nouns on them that are acquire specific, and there are some green cards with adjectives. A judge is gonna take the adjective card, and we are gonna put forth our noun as like, I think this fits with this thing, and the judge will go, ha ha, that's so funny. I choose you.
Our
Pikachu.
Word is vibing.
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 Right away.
Okay.
I didn't even look at all my cards. I looked at like the third card and was like, I don't care what the other ones are. I'm doing that one. I still haven't looked at my other ones. I'm going to do that now.
I just got a good one for this one.
Oh my goodness.
Too.
The card I got. I have a story, so I'm going to play it so I can tell the story.
Fair.
Okay, the word is vibing. Beat making.
That is, I feel like that would be.
Thank you.
Jill Harmon.
Yeah.
Vibing.
Yeah. Is that yours?
Saxophone.
No. Could be that one. I play the saxophone.
It's beat making.
Yeah, that's me.
I see what you tried. Jill Harmon. I see what you tried to do there.
Did I write? Did it say Jill?
Parentheses Harmon. Harmon. Yes.
That way it's like Jill Harmon. Bond. James Bond.
Are you going next?
I'm going next. Okay, 1 point James to Megan. The word is wise. Oh, well, crab hands. All right, team. We got wise pianists. Okay. Wise ending long notes together. That is wise. Wise. I don't know. Can you? I think a thing that I would love if we were better at is ending long notes together. I find that to be wise.
Really?
So let's go with that one.
Got him. Really?
I tried to play favorites by putting.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah.
Wise pianists.
I just thought it was funny.
You picked, I don't know, can you?
I don't know, can you?
Okay. Green cards.
Funny. Oh, here, you can
please
have this one.
Thank you. Dangerous. Right into the.
Dangerous zone.
Dangerous zone.
Dangerous zone.
Good thing my mom doesn't listen.
That would have, I love the idea that while they were like clinicking that song or whatever, figuring, you know, there's like a demo. The dangerous zone. They called it that stuff. Somebody was like, maybe we should call it
danger zone.
How about just danger zone? They're like, you're right.
Yeah, that probably works better.
I like
that
idea that there's some demo
dangerous
somewhere.
Dangerous. Can you approve my pass? Guests, clinicians.
Guest clinicians.
They're dangerous. Showmances.
Oh.
Comes back.
Ooh.
This one's always hard hitting.
Those come back to bite you in the butt. Hence dangerous. I don't know.
Go on. Describe it some more.
Let's talk about that a little more.
I feel like showmances is funny because, yeah, that can cause some issues.
It can
I don't
be.
Know.
That is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Emotions are high.
My mom
you know.
Watched Top Gun in theaters like 13 times, I think, because she loved Tom Cruise.
Val Kilmer passed away yesterday.
I heard that.
Iceman.
Was
really?
He passed away yesterday. Was he in Top Gun?
Yes, he played Iceman.
What? Crazy. Yep.
For you.
That's the word. That's the word.
Let crazy. Me give you the love.
The other words are silly and foolish. I was going to pick splendid, but then I saw crazy, and I was like, you can't pass up on crazy.
You cannot.
Crazy.
Unwise.
Megan, we're speed running here.
I'm trying.
Pick up the pace.
I don't speed run ever. Get it? Run. I never
run. No, we get it. Yeah.
You're running in a small area. It's tennis season, so you're just running in a small area.
I stay in my court.
Yeah.
Crazy. Combined choirs. Sing-alongers. True.
Sing-alongers.
Theater kids. Ooh, that's really good. Theater kids.
Me.
Got it.
Hey, we all have one.
Oh, it's all tied up, folks.
Well, it's going to be a longer game.
A longer game than not so much of a speed run now, Alexis.
It's one all.
Huh? I'm sorry. I thought theater kids was funny.
The word is lazy.
Lazy after
yo,
crazy.
Yo, mama. Get him.
Got him.
I said that to Sassy
today.
How
about them apples for that?
You said yo, mama.
Well, we usually do your mom jokes all the time in this department. Sorry, parents. Hey, we do your mom jokes all the time. It's great.
And, do your mom jokes.
And Sassy, just today, I was like, oh, yeah, Rosie. That's her mom's name. I didn't even say your mom. I was like, I'm going to make it personal. Just say her name.
Okay, the word is lazy. Mondays.
Lazy Mondays.
Fremont.
Oh, my gosh. Fremont.
And singing low.
Wow.
Freak.
I'm going with Mondays.
Yes.
Lazy Mondays.
I would have picked Mondays too.
That's mine.
I did Lazy Fremont just to be provocative. Did it provoke you?
Nope. Did it provoke you?
I mean, yes. Yes, I'm provoked.
Dumbfounded.
Can I get it in a sentence?
I feel dumbfounded.
It's when, like,
that doesn't really help.
A helpful one.
Can I get another sentence?
Yeah, it's like completely confused. No idea what's going on. Like, what they were doing? Dumbfounded.
Good. You could tell they were dumbfounded.
I have a good answer for this one.
We've got dumbfounded modern choral music, in quotes. We've got dumbfounded singing in another language.
Yeah, never know what we're saying.
Dumbfounded running spotlight.
Oh, I hope there's not a...
They did a great job, though. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. I think we can be dumbfounded doing modern choral music, but I think that they probably think that they are not dumbfounded, the people who create it. So I'm not going with that. But singing in another language can be dumbfounded.
Dumbfounding.
Doesn't...
Gosh!
Is that your final answer?
Let's go with the language. Yes.
Yay! I won! I knew it was Megan's.
There you go.
Well, there
from
you
her
are.
Face.
Winner, winner.
All right. Do you need a card?
Chicken dinner. Oh, she just won.
She just won. Yeah.
Three?
That was three.
Yeah, you made her win.
What?
You sped run it.
Sped.
In the wrong direction.
Speed ran, I think it is.
Sped ran, speed
I was looking
ran.
For a good time to play My Neighbor Won't Shut Up.
My Neighbor Won't Shut Up. See, I had really funny cards today.
Someone stole my folder.
Unfortunately, that happens often in the choir room.
Well, but the joke is that it doesn't, though. I mean, they didn't. Usually, it's not just in the wrong spot.
It's not stolen. It just got lost.
I almost always say,
why would someone do that?
Did you ask the person on either side of you if they accidentally have your folder? Or what number? Let's find it. There is not a choir folder thief running around. That's like, ooh, I have to get my hands on all the choir folders.
It's like Hamburglar.
They wear gloves, so they can't. It can't get traced back to that.
It almost always turns up.
We have to take it to like a DNA lab test.
Yeah, right.
It's you.
Let's get these fingerprints tested.
All right, team. Last today is our...
today's topic.
Natalia.
Last today is our today's topic, which is that we are back to regular stand and sing choir. And we're getting ready for district music contest. We're not going to bring them to that thing. So... start over. There are two things going on right now. We're working on district music contest with solos and small groups, and we're also singing in choir and JV choir and getting ready for our spring concert, which is Tuesday, May 6th, I think.
Yeah.
At, for us, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock for the soprano alto choir and treble choir.
Yeah. So we're having a little different event here at the end of the semester. We're going to have two spring concerts, a 7 o'clock concert with our treble choirs.
You're just waiting for me to give up on describing it.
Yeah. That'll be at 7. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to have the mixed choirs. So there'll be JV and varsity choir and chorale. We're also doing a 7 o'clock recital in the lecture hall for the district music groups that receive superior ratings on that evening. So they get a chance to perform again, too. So,
oh, yeah. We'll have to roll a piano.
Yeah, we'll have to roll a keyboard down. And
all the way down the hall.
Yeah, all the way down there. So... it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a good opportunity for us to recognize our students. And yeah, we're back to sort of regular old choir rehearsals. As a matter of fact, we had a conversation today about how we haven't gotten back there yet. We're still finding our way back to...
but this is normal.
Regular old choir. Absolutely.
Every fourth quarter after 100%. Musical, the high of musical turns into kind of just like a, well, you know, whatever.
Yep,
about
trying
choir.
Trying to survive.
That's normal.
So.
Yeah.
We're, 6 weeks or so away from the end of the school year and have a little bit left to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So singing in Portuguese in choir, mm-hmm. which has been fun.
I call it gooey Spanish.
Yeah, gooey Spanish. And what else are we doing? Oh, singing in French.
In chorale.
In choir.
Oh, choral choir.
We're singing, singing a little... sort of folk, pop folk song and chorale called Little Potato. That's
about
kind of
potatoes.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah. How can we intrigue you to come to the spring choir concert?
What is your favorite form of potato?
Little ones.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, Michael, is that who you're asking?
No, I was asking you guys. But Michael, do you like potatoes?
What makes you think I have an answer?
Oh, okay.
True.
I have an answer. I don't know.
I was thinking you would since it's an opinion, but okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Chunky. I don't want them all, completely smooth. I want the skin in. That's right.
Right here.
And you need gravy.
Cheesy potato casserole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to go with waffle fries. That's pretty basic. But waffle fries, I love normal fries, but the waffle shape.
I do feel really cool eating waffle fries.
So good. It's just like,
like those millennial.
Like you could have regular fries. You're like, nah, man, I'm eating waffle
fries.
The better question probably is, what's your least favorite type of potato?
Potato. Ooh.
Just a regular baked potato.
What?
No question.
Yeah, that's so real.
Even if it's in a potato bar, like I hate doing the work.
I can't.
I just want it to be made.
I can't bring myself to say that.
Me neither.
I don't know that there's a type of potato I don't like. I'm not a sweet potato guy.
Oh,
so
sweet
I don't
potatoes.
Really like sweet potatoes very much.
Mm.
But
I'm going to put that out of the equation.
But potatoes? I mean,
this is going to make me sound crazy.
If you put salt and ketchup on them, they can taste delicious no matter what form.
What's the alcohol you make with potatoes? Is it vodka?
I wouldn't.
I didn't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
It might be that.
I'll test that.
Let's say that.
Okay.
Sure.
That's your least favorite type?
Vodka.
The liquid version. Yeah, gotcha.
The aged liquid version. Of potatoes.
Me too. That's also my least favorite.
Whatever, sure.
When I add this podcast, I'm gonna have to say there's explicit content because you're talking about alcohol now.
We're just talking, saying words, guys.
Disgusting.
About potatoes. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a bad form of potato, to be
honest. Unpopular opinion. If we're saying our least favorite, fries. Yeah. Like, sometimes you can't get them right. No. There's some fries that I think are great, like fantastic. But the best form of fry is nowhere near the least form of mashed potato.
That's pretty. I like your idea here. The only sort of fries that I sort of like bristle at, Burger King fries. Those things are the worst. They've ruined fries at Burger King. They're the worst.
I don't want soggy and I don't want crunchy. I want the nice crispy. Yeah,
exactly. So you have to get them right.
That's
like if
true.
You get them wrong, they're not very good.
That's true.
So I'm going to say fries.
So we got on the topic of potatoes because we're singing a song in chorale called Little Potato. So we are sort of back to our regular existence again. Musical, past musical
existing.
And Inquire doing choir stuff, regular choir stuff. So
doing something fun at graduation that we've never done before.
Yeah, we're going to have the whole choir perform at graduation rather
than
just
the theme of the year is everybody do the thing.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why not?
How many seniors are there? Like,
there's only about 20 or so, I think.
Yeah.
So it's a small senior class.
That's
small
fine.
But mighty.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Hey.
Oh, my.
It's
small but mighty group, you know? So we're not excited to see you all go. That's for sure.
Oh, I thought you were said we're not excited to see you guys. I was like,
no,
oh my goodness.
We're not excited to see you.
I'd rather not go to graduation, so I have to see you.
That's right. Yeah. So the whole choir will sing at graduation this year. Mm-hmm. I think for purposes both of efficiency and performance, you know, I mean, with a small number of people at graduation, with just the seniors, might be a little. Less than the performance we'd want it to be, you know. So I think it's better to have everybody there. And,
it'll be easier to mic.
You know, it'll be much easier to mic. Yeah.
Because we will have more volume.
Yes,
and therefore,
right.
You know, it'll have less feedback.
That's right.
That'd be great.
Singing one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No spoilers.
No,
you can spoil.
Oh, okay. We're singing
For Good
from Wicked.
Relevant.
This being the year of Wicked. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
oh, shoot. I was checking.
So I think you were good. You were under the time. So so we're excited to be back at making music in the way we sort of envision choir looking. So March 6th is the concert, those performances.
End of
March
the world 5th, kind of stuff. We're running
fine
out of
arts,
days.
Yeah, fine arts event, the awards night on the 5th. And band concert later that week and graduation on the 10th. And it'll be a busy week. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably have a couple podcasts between now and probably one more this month yet. And then
maybe one
right around graduation where we probably will introduce the new podcast hosts.
No.
And maybe we'll do a special for the summer release.
Yes. No, we should definitely do a special. Yeah.
The great
like a special
that
guest.
Was, by far our best podcast ever was July last year.
I actually think we should record two podcasts for the summer. We can talk about it later.
All right. Listeners, shoot us
staff.
Some ideas.
Spoiler alert. Oh,
no,
shoot us
I have,
ideas in
I
the
have
comments.
Thoughts.
Oh. Yeah.
I have thoughts. Our staff podcast, like we did, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think we should do that again. And then I think we should record another one, just you and me and one other guest.
All right.
Ooh.
Someone in particular?
Who's
yes.
the special
right.
guest?
We talked about it.
Jill.
No.
Oh.
No, we talked
no
about it.
No spoilers.
JJ.
You and me and Jill. You know what would happen is that
Jill, if we brought our wives on, that would be good.
Jill and JJ and I would team up against you hard.
100%.
Absolutely.
100% is what would happen.
Yeah. It'd be great. Everyone against Harmon.
It would just be 45 minutes of me defending myself is what it would be.
Stop.
Absolutely. No question.
No, I think we talked about a special guest.
Yes, I know. I remember who you're talking about now.
That we will. Well, it'll be remained. It will remain nameless.
Yes.
Nameless.
For now. Probably one more together for us and then one with the new host.
Whoa, that is crazy.
Don't say that.
That's weird.
I'm just thinking about the timeline.
That's how that works. Oh, there's the bell.
There it is.
Speaking of.
We made it happen.
Yeah.
We did it. Episode 13.
Michael, did you have the thrill of your life?
Maybe.
I feel like we didn't use
will
them a
you,
lot.
Yeah, will let's go through you come it. Back again sometime?
Not with that tone of your voice.
Are you hoping to podcast next year?
What makes you think I have an answer?
Harmon, ask a question.
Nope.
We got to all ask
you. Why won't... Are you sad that Harmon will ask you a question?
Yes.
Ask him good. A question.
Yeah, listen great. To the man.
Great.
Well, thanks.
There it is. Episode 13.
Thanks for joining us.
Season 3. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day, everybody.
Yes. Sayonara, listeners.
And we'll see you all soon.
Adios.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
See you, Chad.
Oh, anything else for the good of the order?
The order! Okay, now you can say
completely
it.
Completely forgot. Bye, Alana.
Adios.
Bye.
See you, chat. Da 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 da